It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Hello, everyone. Welcome once again to the program, Advice Line. I'm Roy Masters. I've been here for 46 years, every day, Monday through Friday, and other days also, wherever possible. And I have had an interesting life. I'm 78 years old and spent the last, 62 years searching for answers to problems. Although I didn't have many problems when I was a kid, I was footloose and fancy free, responsible, and didn't get into much trouble. Just took care of my family. My father died. Became a diamond cutter. That's the family business or traditional business. I worked at that trade for a while and went into the army. But I learned something about hypnosis. And cut a long story short. Well, let me see now. It's 46 years on radio plus 7. So that's 53 years ago. I opened up the Institute of Hypnosis and practiced for 7 years and discovered some absolutely astounding mysteries about the human psyche and how it operates and how you are drawn or driven into conflict with each other and with yourself. Yes, with each other, not dealing with each other properly, leaves a scar, an image of the person, the unfinished business, actually, inside you that you struggle with to diminish its repetitive effect. It's like a endless loop of thought. You have any endless loops of thought in your head? It's always with people, places, and circumstances and things. It's a struggle to erase it, to manage it. It only makes everything worse. But the thing is, there are forces that understand how to keep you in this state so that you develop symptoms, mental, emotional, and physical, and then unconsciously rise to the occasion of your need in many different ways. If they can make you angry and upset and disenchanted with your country, they'll arise as a political group to lead you, lead your disaffections. This was happening in America, by the way. Or it will, in your emotional troubles, you have physical and mental issues. Then, of course, in normal circumstances, good psychiatrists, good doctors rise to the occasion and would like to treat you. The trouble is, medicine has never, never understood the psyche or the soul and the reasons for the inhuman and behavior and conflicts. The problem today is so massive of people having conflicts and anxieties and fears and guilts that they're labeling each one of the symptoms, the behaviors of traumas and moments in life poorly met, as different illnesses, when it only has one single cause. Most of the illnesses and most of the diseases, even the wars and the sufferings, have one single cause. A misalignment, just as a very simple word, with your own true self, and a realignment with the manipulation of the ruling entity that runs all societies, the whole world. I have a lecture on the subject. It will be posted tomorrow on my website, fhu.com. Look for it. Overcoming the entity that runs the world. It is a magnificent discussion with people who get well from listening to it. I have a session every Sunday morning here live in Grants Pass, which is posted on the web. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
Do you long for the days when life was less complex and confusing? Do you wish there were ways to reduce everyday stress? If you have worries about your family, finances, or relationships, then it's time for you to download and listen to Be Still and Know from FHU.com. This free audio lesson will teach you how to free yourself from your own negativity so you can better deal with day-to-day challenges. You can stop the anger, the doubt, the sense of failure that's holding you back. FHU.com can help. Learn exercises that will give you strength to overcome problems and make life easier. Don't let emotions take control. If you're ready for a new perspective, go to FHU.com to hear Be Still and Know absolutely free. That's FHU.com. With a new version of your own life, you can be happy again. Visit FHU.com for a free audio download of Be Still and Know. Life is too short to waste on the same problems day after day. Go to FHU.com. Do it today.
It's time for Advice Line.
The religion was forced on me. My mother was controlling with it. How do I know I'm not putting that into my children?
Call 1-800-866-8883.
I have anxieties and fears. I really want to know what the root of this is.
Here's your host, Roy Masters.
And indeed, you shall know. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what if Jesus came back to earth and made everything simple? Because I know that he did when he was here, and people were healed of many illnesses, and he taught his disciples to produce those so-called miracles, and I'm sure they were miraculous. But what if that art, that knowledge, has really been lost, sort of lost through bureaucracy? I mean, surely Christianity or even Judaism is not really the same as it was in the very beginning. Would you not agree? And did Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob have any books, any holy writ? Or were they not led by intuition into the desert? Did Abraham really know that he was to form the foundation of the Western civilization? And of course its opposition too. If you know what I mean. But the point is, what do we know about intuition, or commonly known as faith? I know a lot, and I want to share it with you. And if I'm able to share it, it's not easily shareable. I don't think even Jesus was able to perform those who didn't believe in what he said. There are those who don't like to see the truth. They're perfectly happy the way they are, being attended to as they are by those who keep them in delusion and under their power. A lot of people find security in materiality and welfare and whatever provides this what we call security, because there's no such thing, it's just an illusion. But some people love illusion, and we're all born subject to the powers that are able to maintain illusion through materiality and cruelty. It's done by materiality and cruelty. Cruelty breeds in us a need for the pleasures and the escapes into materiality, especially of the flesh, and drugs and alcohol and even medicine. There were some in the past. Was it Hippocrates who said, let food be your medicine? He understood how even something as innocent as something our body needs, our mind doesn't, but our body does. The trouble is that our mind does also, and that's the catch. Why people are so fat and so ill and sick from the foods they eat. There's hundreds of illnesses and diseases from mindsets. I'm just picking out one thing, food. And so Hippocrates understood that food be your medicine. And although I'm not proselytizing this as my main theme. I am proselytizing the mindset aspect of it, because without the proper mindset, without the proper hungering and thirsting for, well, the word is righteousness, the truth, the invisible that made the universe, the invisible that will manifest as the visible, if you had such a thing as faith. Now, that's not an easy thing to do, because you're all attached in one way or another to your materiality, to your loves, to your dog, to your cat, to your food, to your drugs, to your doctor, to your minister, to your particular denomination. And you are attached in what you think of as love, and often what you think of as salvation. After all, there's a certain group that think that they have salvation if they blow themselves up, and they're going to be satisfied on the other side with 72 virgins and such nonsense. But the point is, they believe it. You can make if you read a book, actually a book that I have, it's on the web, you can download it. It's called the Russian Textbook of Psychopolitics. It's a brainwashing. The question is raised in the booklet by those who wrote it, the Russian psychologists and psychiatrists who pioneer in the art of brainwashing. They said, what can you make a person believe? They said, anything. There's nothing you can't make a person believe. Any lie, just make it up. Say it with authority. Say it long enough. Let them be born into it and surround them with it. Let it become their environment. So it becomes a consensus. So what is there not to believe? It's all there is. And what you've got is a Muslim faith. See? But often upside down. This is a typical one that's upside down. Not that Jewish faith or Christian faith is the right side up, although they have it, got most of it. I propose this evening to give you the rest of it. Because unless we are complete in our Western or Judeo-Christian ethic, and free from verses and chapters. And I mean that. I'm not saying you shouldn't read verses and chapters, by all means, because it is the instruction booklet, although some of it's missing. I have the missing parts. That's what we're going to be discussing this evening. I have the missing portions intuitively. And you'll see, when I speak of them to callers, that they actually fit. And they actually work, and they work miracles. They will work the miracle that I referred to in the opening of my broadcast. I said, what happened if Jesus were here, and he would speak to you about these things? What did he say to the lady? Your faith has made you well. He didn't say he made her well. There's a mystery, because we already have the faith that can make us well. The trouble is, we keep doubting. Now, how many of you doubt yourself? You have the first thought, which is usually the truth. Then the second one that says is more believable. That is the story, the continuation of Paradise Lost. You inherit this little devil on your doorstep that keeps you from enacting faith and producing the fruits of it. And consequently living a life of misery and suffering, sickness and disease, and usually under dictatorship, that rise in various forms to pretend to cure the very thing they have caused. It's called hurt and rescue. It comes in many forms, in many guises. Just because a man is a doctor doesn't make him a good one. It doesn't make him a bad one. Just because a man is a minister doesn't make him a good one. Nor does it mean that he has the truth, nor anything near it. It could be nothing but lies. It also could be the truth. How do you know? How do you know what the truth is? I know it when I hear it. Well, I know it when I see it. the ability to know the, for people to know the voice of the shepherd. The sheep know the voice of the shepherd. We know it when you hear it. Faith cometh by the word, and the word by hearing. Because it was lost by hearing, because you have hearkened unto the voice of your woman or wife, however you translate it. Dust thou art, etc., etc., and dust thou shalt become. So, and you'll have a life of suffering and misery, and that's what you got. You will bruise his heel, he will bruise your head, and whatever it is, I forget how it said, it's not that important, you know what I'm talking about. You read the first couple of chapters of Genesis. It's the old story, but it exists. There's a dynamic between men and women through which the misery and suffering of the world is perpetuated, and the once-removed serpent in the Garden of Eden sits politically on the doorstep of the female. Now I'm going to leave a lot to be desired here, because I'm going to conduct a program, and I'm going to give you the number, and you'll call me with your problem, would you mind? 866-8883. It's 866-8883, 10 to midnight West Coast time. And you can call me at that time, because a lot of stations play this, replay. And you can also hear the program on XM, which is repeated 12 midnight West Coast time. So it's on for 4 hours, actually. And FHU.com, which is my website, so you can listen to it live on the web if no other way. But I hope you enjoy it on your radio station. And you, if you hear me and you don't have it in your city, you might call your station manager and say, put Roy on and bring him down from the satellite so we can hear it at a decent time. All right, now I'm going to take my calls. Let me give a commercial break here. And I'll just take 2 minutes if you don't mind. It's going to be to your advantage if you pay attention. I have been very ill for 25 years. I swallowed some sewage while swimming in the ocean. And one thing led to another, and I almost died twice. Heart operations, God knows what. I had two operations, I almost died from both of them. And they almost killed me in one of them. But anyway, that's a long story. It'll be in my memoirs one day. The thing is, none of the medicines helped me. I just got passed from one doctor to another, and it's a pill, shot, pill. It's like a cattle shoot, you know, how they deal with cattle. And this is a cattle shoot mentality. So medicine's become that. And then eventually you get a real problem, then they say, now we can see what it is. Yeah, but it didn't need to develop. But my point is that you have a mind, and you can't fill it with the wrong kind of thoughts. And when those thoughts get in there, they separate you, they divide you from your true self, and you can't help being programmed and think and struggle with those thinking, as you should not. And so therefore, you have stomach problems, and you have gut problems because of emotions, and then because you feel empty, that you eat the wrong kinds of food, and you drink, and then you get sick from different illnesses and diseases, not properly diagnosed, and you have to take your various medicines. I don't know. It's just like your antibiotics, drugs, you know, frustrations. All these emotions affect the gut on very, very deep levels. And beyond the gut, there are many other illnesses and diseases. So that's what I've learned, because I had the problem, gut problem. And nothing could cure me, nothing. I was in absolute misery. The gut problem almost led me to another heart problem. It was just swollen bladder, crushing my kidneys against the wall, my internal organs. And it was unnecessary. The drugs did nothing. It almost cost a second heart attack. And there's nothing can cure that. Nothing, no fibers, nothing could cure me. So I intuitively, I've always been an intuitive person. I had to go through the medical matrix. Thank God I'm well. I'm 78 years old, getting stronger every day. But one of the things that helped me was a porridge I put together. Now, I'm not selling you anything. I'm going to give you the recipe. The medical people don't like me too much, so I have to be careful. They're not to be perceived as practicing medicine without a license. So what I'm going to do is give you the recipe. It's just food. If you'll send me a stamped envelope, I'd be happy to send it to you. And with all the precautions, we're being very careful of using the recipe, because all it is apple pectin, wheat bran, lecithin, very, very nourishing food. Your brain, 60% of your brain and your heart are made from lecithin. And rice bran. And that's all those main ingredients in proper proportions, but it's not even cooked. When you stir it into a slurry and you put some raisins or whatever you want with it to make it tasty, you'll think it's cooked cereal, but it's absolutely raw. And it has a remarkable effect of absorbing the poisons and nourishing you at the same time. The effect is almost immediate and magical. Especially magical if you eat it with the right mindset. There's no use going for this just to cure you of a physical illness. It needs to be accompanied by the proper mindset. And there's precedent for that. The original sin was wrong mindset, eating the wrong foods. And then, of course, becoming addicted to the wrong foods, because there wasn't paradise foods available, only when they got thrown out. And becoming addicted to sex. Well, we'll talk about that later on. I don't want to bring that in right now, do I? Or do I? But anyway, we are making a nice card, and with proper instructions to how to mix this. I'm not selling it to you. I'm just going to... You send me a stamped envelope. It'll be nicely done in color and nice paper. Nice stock. And you can put it on your refrigerator. And you learn, take the trouble to get the ingredients and make it for yourself. And it will help you lose weight. As a matter of fact, you've got to be careful not to eat the ordinary portion, because you won't be able to eat much for the rest of the day. It's so nourishing and so filling. I can't tell you. Now, you have to be careful. We got some certain precautions all written in there, so I'm not going to tell you about it now. But intuition has always been my guide, and it worked for me. I've used it for 6 months. I had to reduce the dose, the portion. It was so effective. In the beginning, I didn't know how much to use, what the exact proportions were. They have to be precise. It's like discovering E equals MC squared, except with food. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's always been difficult to get donations from people, because it seems like it's hard for you to connect the mind to all the physical things that goes wrong with the body, but I assure you it's the case. And it will be so much more beautiful if you could listen to me and have a good mindset, learn not to be angry and upset and frustrated, because that's very important for you to have a good mindset, because anger and frustration divide you from your true self. And opens the door to all kinds of ungodly things, thoughts and feelings and passions, which you're unable to govern. So if you can do that, please, and send a stamped envelope to the foundation, and would you put a small donation? You don't need to, but it's about time some of you sent a little donation to the foundation and need a reason. If you know what I mean, thank you very much. You don't need to put a donation, but if you will, I'd appreciate it very much. I could market this stuff. You see? And I may one day, because some people are locked in and they can't get out that easy. I might just put it back in packages one day. But right now, I think not. I'll send you the formula or the recipe. And it's like medicine. It's not medicine. Food should be your medicine with the right mindset. That magical things will happen. And I've given it a name. Send the kids out of the room. It's called poopy porridge. Can you imagine a minister giving it? Anyway, that's the end result. But somewhere between the beginning and the end, you're going to get some very good results, I assure you. All right, now we can take go right to the foundation, box 1,000. Box 1,000, Grants Pass, Oregon. 97528, or call the office, And if you didn't get that right away, this is easy to remember. 866 Radio Roy. Could you remember that? 866 Radio Roy. No other numbers to remember. And the website is FHU.com. It's not on the website. I want to encourage people to write and hence give a little donation. There's a method to the madness, of course. But I promise you, you will not be disappointed. How you like that? All right, now we're going to take our first call. 866-8883, that's an 800 number, 10 to midnight, West Coast time. Call me, 10 to midnight, West Coast time, Pacific Coast time. By the way, we are going to have a seminar coming up in October the 1st in Las Vegas. Go to the website for knowledge of that. It's the Texas Station Gambling Hall and Casino. I suppose that's what the name of it. But it's a very nice place on the outskirts of Las Vegas. And Sunday morning, October the 1st, I will demonstrate to you the magic of Jesus. It's not my magic. I guess it wasn't even his magic. The magic you already have within you waiting to unfold. I'll show you how to bring the two parts of you that are separated together so that you live in the world but not of it. And when you live not of the world, you'll live happily ever after. And I mean ever after. This world is only a temporary sojourn. And so you live properly here, there'll be a there. There'll be a there either way, up or down. We can take our calls now. Jay in St. Louis. Hello, Jay. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. I didn't realize I was talking so long.
Oh, it's no problem. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, it's my pleasure, sir.
Okay. Well, I'll get to the point. I've been listening to your show for a while, and like you said, when you hear the truth, you know, and it just rings so true as far as being a strong father for your kids and for your wife, your wife and family.
Especially for the wife. She's one of the kids. If you're not careful, if she's not one of the kids, you're going to be one of her kids.
And that's exactly my question I have for you tonight.
We're both cackling, aren't we?
And that's why I said it rang so true. When you said that the first time I heard you say a wife is almost like a kid, I said, oh my God, this guy knows what he's talking about. We deal with it every day, and sometimes it's so tough because they are like kids, but at the same time they're adults. And then
the trouble
they want to fight with you at the same time.
The trouble is the reason why they fight with you is because you're yielding. How can I say this? It's a very difficult thing to say. You bear with me. You're actually using her voluptuousness, unlike a father. Now, I have to say this as quickly as I can, and see if I can get away with it.
Okay.
Eve was Adam's daughter, according to the story, and you can see it's true. She was cloned. According to the story, that's a clone. If man can do it, the rabbits, God can do it with a man. And because of this, the original sin, Adam failed to be the first father. Instead of becoming the first man, he became the first male, and she became the first female. They lost their bright natures. So instead of being man and woman, it became male and female. And there's a big difference between a man and a male. It could be the mailman. And there is a big problem right there. But we'll be right back. Don't go away. I'll just make a little cliffhanger there so I can make my points with you. I think you're the man I can make the points with. There aren't many people I can do that to. Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go away. 866 Radio Roy, FHU.com. And the program to call 10 to midnight is 800-866-8883.
Do you long for the days when life was less complex and confusing? Do you wish there were ways to reduce everyday stress? If you have worries about your family, finances, or relationships, then it's time for you to download and listen to Be Still and Know from FHU.com. This free audio lesson will teach you how to free yourself from your own negativity so you can better deal with day-to-day challenges. You can stop the anger, the doubt, the sense of failure that's holding you back. FHU.com can help. Learn exercises that will give you strength to overcome problems and make life easier. Don't let emotions take control. If you're ready for a new perspective, go to FHU.com to hear Be Still and Know absolutely free. That's FHU.com. With a new version of your own life, you can be happy again. Visit FHU.com for a free audio download of Be Still and Know. Life is too short to waste on the same problems day after day. Go to FHU.com. Do it today.
All right, here I am again. I did tarry too long in the first half an hour, so but here I am with a commercial, and I just do need to sell you something, or maybe encourage you to go to my website and check out the CD. Actually, it's all free, but basically what I'm talking about now is the answer to the riddle to your existence has been reduced to a half an hour or so that's on a CD. It's actually an hour CD, but you only need about 25 minutes, which is downloadable on FHU.com. And you'll see it there. It's called Be Still and Know. And it's exactly what it does exactly what it you're supposed to do. But somehow Christianity and Judaism have lost the simplicity of it. The simplicity of separating from thought. And so you'll be in the space where God is. It's just simple. And that way your intuition will function through you, and your soul will belong to Him, since it responds, and your mind will belong to your soul because you are in charge of it, because He gets to be in charge of you. He's the ruling entity. And if you're emotionally separated from your common sense, you'll have that doubt thing, and you'll trust the voice of doubt. It's another side of you that makes you doubt what's right and believe wrong. And you can't stop yourself. And it leads to much mischief and illness and disease and a secret life that you hardly admit to anybody. Am I right? So why don't you go to my website and listen tomorrow. The subject on the Sunday morning sessions, which is about 2 hours long, is overcoming the entity that runs the world. It's inside you. Call it what you like, post-traumatic stress disorder, trauma, anything you want. It creates a behavior that is other than you, that often you take to be your own self because you don't like to believe you could be acted upon by other than you. It's not true. So would you please go to the website, FHU.com, and also, those of you who cannot, you should get on my subscription list for my newsletter. It's monthly, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's new insights. 16 pages every month. Thank you for your support and your generosity. Thank you. We'll be right back. 866 Radio Roy.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I think I'm going to have a nice chat with Jay. Aren't we, Jay?
Yes, I think we will.
I think you're just a man. I'm going to say these things too so that other people can hear them. It's very difficult to find people you can talk to and absorb it. Now, your question, you let me hear your comments first. You have a question and some comments.
Well, I guess to summarize it all is just that I want to be strong, but how to do that, in an argument without getting to the point where, like we're saying, that the women are like a kid. And, you know, I don't argue with my kids. I say what I have to say, and it is.
Well, eventually, the ultimate, this is something that the feminists won't like. Those who rule the world won't like. You know, and those who allow promiscuous sexuality and control you, saying it's only sex, stupid, and sell Viagra and all the other kind of stuff to make you happier, they won't be happy with all what I'm about to say. But the world will be a better place when I've finished. Let me see. Eventually, sir, Jay, one of these days you're going to understand what I understand at 78 years old, that your wife, the one you had sex with and had children with, is really potentially your daughter. And there's something about a woman that needs the love of a man, but it's not the kind of love. There's something in a good woman, not every woman, because some women are Jezebels, if you know what I mean. They exploit the weakness of men, and they don't want the true love of a man. They just want the lust of the man they can manipulate. You understand that, don't you?
Yes.
You don't want to fall into the hands of that kind of woman. It's a big hell. It's a very deep pit. However, you sound like a very nice man, and although you may not get a nice woman if you're not careful, one of these days, if I may just repeat myself, as I'm sitting here 78 years old, I realize that you have to transcend sexuality. Otherwise, you can't be a true father. You can't have the father quality that this woman needs to say, put the fruit down, Anne. See, I'm just bringing my own wife into it. Put that fruit down. But you see, Eve, put it down, Eve. You don't need to tempt me with this. I don't need your support to be a man, thank you. See, the trouble is, sexuality is the awakening of a failing man. The first man, if the story is true, in our own lives we can see that it is true, it comes down to us as an inheritance. The first man's sin was forbidden fruit. And what did what forbidden fruit represent? It meant you could play God. The choice was loving God or playing him. So the words that came from Eve was, I ate the fruit and I didn't die. And she offered it to him. And instead of saying, no, thank you, put it down, God hath said, he ate it also and he changed. And the minute you take drugs, if you repeat the same scenario with a dope pusher, if you have a nice kid and he goes out and he gets seduced by a young lady or the crowd, when he comes home, he's not the same person. Isn't that right, Jay?
Mm-hmm.
Instant transformation. He no longer belongs to the family, he belongs to the dope pusher in the crowd. And he needs the reassurance of the crowd. And so the truth of the matter is that the fallen man became a dying man. And when a man dies, remember, Jesus did not need sex. Only imperfect men need sex. The imperfect men are breeders. Now, you and I are breeders. I'm imperfect. You're born imperfect because you had an imperfect father.
What?
He never understood what it meant to be a man. All he wanted was sex and reassurance that he was a man when he was a monkey. Women made a monkey out of men, and they helped the monkey to think it's a man. You know how that is.
What?
So I understand that you have a strong desire to reproduce with this woman, and that's the way it should be. But way, way into the future, when you've had your children, and there's a point where the mind needs more sex than is good for your body. You understand that? It's the same as with food. Your mind could want more food than is good for you. And it's called gluttony. Isn't that correct?
Right.
So you see the parallel there?
Right.
And it was the foot. If you notice in the original sin, the story of the Garden of Eden, and his eyes, when he ate the food, he did opposite. The temptation was like a drug. You know, it's like the Twinkie Daddy says you shouldn't eat. See that? The little boy comes along as he eats the Twinkie. You know, I won't tell. And then when your father catches you, say, "Have you eaten the Twinkie I told you not to eat?" And the first thing you do is make an excuse. Isn't that what happened in the Garden of Eden? The woman you gave me, she made me do it. Now you see the transference of power, the fall from the power of good and to the sensuous power of the female. And the man starts to die, and dying men need to reproduce. A man that's living does not need to reproduce. Eventually, you have to transcend your sexual nature. Eventually. I didn't say right away. Marriage is the place where you practice that. And meanwhile, you have children. But you will notice that if you have more and more sex, you're dying more and more. The more you want, the more you get. It's like eating food. If you use sex for other than the natural purpose, if you don't transcend that, you'll die to the flesh. You're actually encouraging her to service you. A man who's serviced by a woman is using his... Basically, it never can really love a woman. The potential for love is in you, but it isn't there right away. It's not there till you finish the work of reproducing and becoming a father and beginning to find how difficult your wife is, how manipulative she is. And the reason why she can manipulate you, because you have the psychological and physical need to reproduce because you're dying. Follow that?
Yeah, well, how do we get the power without being a czar?
Well, you just have to keep that in the back of your mind and not enjoy sex too much. and she wants to make you enjoy it too much. That's why you got that. And that way you become you become the little girl and she becomes King Kong with bloomers.
What?
Because she keeps seducing you and making you feel comfortable in your fallen state. Always, and your whole life revolves around looking for approval. It's always sex and approval.
Well, she won't feel like, even if you move away from that, then won't the woman feel maybe unloved?
No. Well, but you have to define what love is you have to, in your own heart. That's why you're having a nice chat with Roy Masters. You got to keep this a secret. I'm not saying you shouldn't have sex. You have to wait until you're married. Now, do you know why that is? Because not being married is irresponsible. It is not. You're not two dogs and having copulating in an alley. You're human beings, and you have a mindset of a human being which has rules and laws of the heart that are applicable only to humans. And that you have to understand that marriage is a relationship that is godly, like democracy. This, you know, you have freedom only because you have democracy. And so the democracy is a framework where people can develop. They can do wrong or they can do right, but they have the right to be right. If you were living in a Muslim country, you wouldn't have the right to be right. You could only be a Muslim, right? Or if you lived in Nazi Germany, you could only be a Nazi. Everybody else is dead. See that? So within the framework of marriage, that's God ordained. Within the framework of marriage, you'll come to understand that the woman has contempt for you after a while for the sex you want. Because it's only a psychological need after a while. It's a sense of completion to the female, so that makes her superior to you. Just like you have a need for the dope pusher. Once you take the forbidden fruit, especially it's forbidden, it's even more exciting because you have a greater pain to overcome by doing more forbidden things. So more sex. At first, sex is not so exciting and not so. Hey, you ever had sex for the first time? It wasn't terribly exciting, was it?
Right.
Yeah. So you know it. It gets more exciting. It gets more exciting, doesn't it? As you get more conflicted and desperate. So the bigger the pain, the greater the relief. You have to have more pleasure. You have to find it make ways. So after a while, you're demanding more and more from your wife or your girlfriend than she can give you. And after all, you're drawing something out of hell from her. And that's your life. That's what marriage and relationships is all about. A living hell. Men are just using their women as sex objects, as objects of pleasure and abuse. And women have contempt for that. And they can exploit, they can outuse the user, if you know what I mean.
What?
So you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah.
Outusing the user?
Yeah.
Like a dope pusher outuses the user, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, nothing they can do but walk around like a zombie.
And most men walk around like little girls.
Right.
Effeminate, appeasing, submissive. Yes, dear, anything you say, dear, and she's King Kong with bloomers and everything, the whole family's upside down, isn't it?
Definitely.
And the only way a man can regain his position of power is to be a beast, and that is doesn't do a bit. That doesn't do, does it?
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't, because I get so frustrated, and that seems like the only, you know, women are good at the whole, you know, mouth thing, and as men, we just say, look, this is the way it is. And then when they try to overpower you, you say, well, hold on, I'm a man.
They overpowered you the minute you have sex with them.
Right.
See? Yeah. Laughter right. is the noise a fool makes when he hears himself. It's true, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes,
so
it
now, is. I want you to put in mind, have in mind that first of all, you should not have sex with your betrothed, your beloved, your lady. It must be done very properly. You must restrain yourself for her sake. And then you bring her into your world, otherwise she'll bring you into her world, which means you become an emotional wreck. See, men are born with reason, close to reason. And women are born subject to the earth. They're very emotional and earthy. So women are very emotional and men are very, very, very logical. The trouble is the influence of women is so strong that they become illogical and they develop the thinking of a woman. When the opposite should be true, men should bring women across to thinking like men. Only then will they enter the kingdom of heaven. Will they be one with you? Otherwise you'd be one with her in hell, if you know what I'm talking about. All right. No, nobody ever. Nobody's going to argue with me on this one. You can try, but it won't do you much good. You don't have a counter argument to this one. 866 Radio Roy, FHU.com. Don't forget my poopy porridge. Those of you who have gut problems, send a stamped envelope to the foundation, Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. I'm just talking about the poopy porridge. It's just a recipe that I've discovered. And it's quite remarkable because I needed an answer for myself. I was subject to the medical matrix for 25 years. I was absolutely miserable. I had a good mind, but I got an infection swimming in the ocean, Ventura, California. Actually, it was in the canals. There's a sewage plant just about a mile down on the beach. I guess I swallowed some raw sewage or something. It wasn't cooked properly. And they didn't diagnose it. 25 years went by with pills and drugs and antibiotics and operations. It's horrible. Nobody got it right. And I was left with a horrible gut problem. And nothing would work. I was getting worse just from the gut problem. You know, antibiotics, this, that. But I had a clear mind. That was one thing. And slowly but surely, it came to me. Certain nutrients. It's bran. It's not oat bran. I wouldn't use oat bran for a special reason. It is wheat bran, rice bran, lecithin, and apple pectin in special proportions. I will send you a little card. We're working on it right now to make it nice and make sure it's complete, all the instructions of reuse. It is pure magic if you use it with a good mindset. If you let me help you with your emotional states, please, go to the website. That's free. It's free. No charge. We realize that most of the world can't afford to buy materials at the foundation. They're just third world nations. And it's too expensive to give it free, sell them books and things like that, no matter how little we charge. So thank God for the web, for the internet. So we're putting this so they can read it, and they can download the CDs, and it's all for free. And those of you in the Western world, if you'll please support us with our work, you know, because there are those who cannot afford it. If you can afford it, thank you. Whatever donation you want to give, if not, that's okay too. Just send, but the poopy porridge, send a stamped envelope. And if you wouldn't mind putting a little donation, that would be nice to keep us on the air. There's no need. If you don't want to, you'll get it anyway. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Well, I was having so much fun with Jay, I just wish he wouldn't have hung up. I guess he got enough. I was scared away, but I want you to understand, gentlemen, the way it should end up is that the man is the patriarch. Yes, your wife becomes your daughter. She's the sort of the head daughter. Of if you have other daughters. Because men must correct the woman from being female, but he has to become a man. He has to go from being a male, not to be the mailman, but to be a man. A man is a Jesus-like figure. Not stuck up or verse and chaptery. Just a simple person who has natural respect, natural authority. Jesus spoke as one having authority, absolute authority, not as the scribes. There's something about him that draws respect, elicits respect, and draws the woman away from her seductive self. And she becomes his daughter, part of him again in a brand new way, born again, like Adam and Eve was, sort of cloned from his love. Wouldn't that be beautiful? So you live out your old age. Instead of humping and jumping on each other and feeling guilty and hating, you know, your dirty old husband. Because that's what it all boils down to. It is a beautiful concept, and it really works. I've pioneered the way. My wife is like my daughter. Now, with a typical feminist, stupid feminist ideals, you know, with no idea of what life is all about. The whole idea is conquest of men and demoralizing men and turning them into little girls and women becoming the head of households. That's the worst thing that can happen. The very worst thing that can happen is to have women head of households. You don't like this? Give me a call. Give me a better way. But I'm not saying men should be in charge because they're bad men. No, I'm talking about men who are tested by women and not found wanting. That breeds respect. That respect is admired by a woman and psychologically, psychically needed. For a woman to test a man and not being found wanting, it begins with the way you get married. Don't press your advantage, sir. Not even an offering. Don't fall for it. Because, ladies, you will kill the goose that lays the golden egg, and that you'll be miserable ever after if you catch a guy like that. You can't fix it. You can't fix what's broken. And he may not know he's broken, and he just wants to be fixed by what broke him. You become a pusher. Admire to have sex with you, and he runs away. You nag the life out of him, and you become masculine. He becomes feminine, or he becomes violent trying to be a man. And runs you into the ground. This is the way it happens. This is a story of your mother and father, the temptation, the seductions, the non-caring, the violence, the wimpiness. Oh, God, I wish my father was a man. I wish he wasn't so violent. That's all you get. I wish he was a man. What is a man? It's a man that can't be tempted by a woman, that helps a woman to recover her state from female to woman to princess. Okay? All right. Dignified. That's what we need in this country. You don't like this? Give me a better explanation for your debauchery, because that's all you have. Is sensuality. Got the dogs copulating in an alley. That's all there is. You call it love. Enjoy it. You'll find out sooner or later. If not with one, with another. If not with another, another. And you'll swing by your prehensile tail from one woman to another. Like a monkey swinging from branch to branch all the way to hell. Enjoy while you still can. 866 Radio Roy, FHU.com. Please write to the foundation if you want to get a copy of the poopy porridge that helps you with your gut and everything. It's really just a recipe which is very unusual. Raw ingredients that taste like cooked, but it's so necessary for the recovery of a good gut intestine, because you can't get well until your mind is well and your guts are well. And there's a connection between the two, you see. And I'm Roy Masters. We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back. 866 Radio Roy. That's my office. Call 10 to midnight West Coast. Excuse me. Call business hours West Coast time. FHU.com. Go to my website and download the CDs and enjoy the Sunday morning sessions. And the number to call on this program, 10 to midnight, is 866-8883. That's an 800 number. I'm Roy Masters. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
Do you long for the days when life was less complex and confusing? Do you wish there were ways to reduce everyday stress? If you have worries about your family, finances, or relationships, then it's time for you to download and listen to Be Still and Know from FHU.com. This free audio lesson will teach you how to free yourself from your own negativity so you can better deal with day-to-day challenges. You can stop the anger, the doubt, the sense of failure that's holding you back. FHU.com can help. Learn exercises that will give you strength to overcome problems and make life easier. Don't let emotions take control. If you're ready for a new perspective, go to FHU.com to hear Be Still and Know absolutely free. That's FHU.com. With a new version of your own life, you can be happy again. Visit FHU.com for a free audio download of Be Still and Know. Life is too short to waste on the same problems day after day. Go to FHU.com. Do it today.
Join the thousands who have gained enlightenment through the foundation of human understanding and from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the foundation are a popular event, but if you're unable to attend, you can now take them home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD, 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include Original Sin, Why It's No Longer Your Fault, Faith, Doubting the Demon of Doubt, and Food, the Most Dangerous Drug of All. Enjoy these and other relevant topics by ordering your Sunday sessions on CD. 20 sessions in all, a full 40 hours of audio. Find out more at FHU.com or call us during West Coast business hours at 1-800-877-3227. 1-800-877-3227.